from a biological perspective, are you seeing anything noteworthy or new in the Igigig district?
Yeah, so definitely we're still probably within the first third of the run down there in Igigig yet. So there's, we still got about, 60-70% of that run left to come. It's kind of what I'm looking at right now. We could be a little bit earlier in the run timing, but, over the next few days, we'll definitely start to hone that in. And, we are seeing some small fish this year. But as far as smaller than what we've seen in recent years, I don't think it's that much different. And based on what we're seeing down at Port Muller, the genetics seem to be a little bit smaller than what we've seen in the past couple of years anyways. But, the way our scheme is looking right now, we've got, over 632,000 fish past the tower so far, which is definitely well above the upper end of, we're projecting to be above the upper end of the goal right now. So we've been having consistent opportunity to try to control that a little bit. So we're just kind of waiting for, the main part of the run to hit and take things from there.
For NACNIC, we talked about how the peak is being pushed back, and people always wanted to say that the peak has been the fourth, but in recent years it's been closer to the 10th or 11th. What is the Igigig peak?
Long-term average, over the last 20 years or so, the peak is generally on the 4th of July. But yeah, recent years, the peak's been as late as July 10th. So it's generally between the 6th and the 10th, the last 3 or 4 years. And by peak, I'm also meaning, fish past the tower or escapement there.
I was looking at the numbers. I believe that Igigig has the second biggest fish count right now, second to the Nooshigak. Is that pretty typical?
I haven't been in the bay too long yet, so I guess my historical knowledge isn't quite there. But yeah, I would probably think this time of year it's probably fairly typical. There are years where it definitely is, typically has some higher numbers right out of the gate just due to its run timing being one of the earliest ones in the bay. But, overall run sizes do affect those numbers. And, what we're seeing this year in the Nooshigak is definitely a large run returning.
Thank you so much for taking some time again to talk to me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime.